Shalom. This is Charlie Bernhout inviting you to listen to some very, very special Holy Day music. The show for tonight and next week will feature 2 one-hour programs that were first aired in 2004 and 2006. This was a very special time in the life of Cantor's world. My weekly one-hour show was aired every Thursday midnight to 1 in the morning over WSNR. The show was done live, which is quite different than this, and I don't know if I could ever get back to doing it live, but the listeners were from the New York metro area, so most of you never had a chance to hear the programs. Just a comment about the selections played. You'll find that most of the holiday music is sung by great cantors of the past. It's interesting to note that most of the current cantors rarely include holiday selections in their albums. As you listen to the great array of cantorial events that are mentioned on the programs, it was a time that Cantor's world was on a roll. At that time, cantor Benny Rogoznitsky and I were credited with helping to spearhead a revival of traditional cantorial music. We closed down Cantor's world in 2008. Benny and I recently tested the waters to see if we could revive Cantor's world. This past December, we ran a very successful Shabbos weekend, but financially, it was not successful. We are prepared to revive Cantor's world if we can ever get backers who will help fund the revival. More about Cantor's world and possible revival in later shows. But let's go back now to August 31st, 2004. And I'm going to touch your souls with wonderful Jewish soul music for the High Holy Days. By the way, the second hour will be a show from September 7th, 2006. So we're going now to August 31st, 2004. Good evening. Welcome to another hour of Jewish Soul Music presented by Cantor's World. This is your host, Charlie Bernhout. We're broadcasting live from the Dr. Marsha Robbins-Wilf Studios in Manhattan. You'll want to take this phone number down, 718-851-3226. That is the number for the Cantor's World office, where you can call right now and order your tickets for our upcoming concert, September 8th. That's a week from tomorrow, actually, at American Concert Hall on 67th Street in Manhattan. It'll be featuring Ari Klein, Pinchas Cohn, Moshe Stern, Pinchas Rabinovich, and David Weinbach with Danny Gildar on the piano. Once again, if you haven't ordered your tickets yet, it's not too late. 718-851-3226. I understand someone's in the office right now. You can call and order your tickets. That's a pre-High Holiday concert sponsored by Cantor's World. My dear listeners, as we are approaching the days of awe, let us be thankful for our blessings. But we must always be painfully aware of the reality which confronts us as Jews and as Americans. Once again, just today, Arab terrorists have wrought their hatred against innocent Jews in Israel. In the 2 bus bombings in Beersheba, at least 15 innocent Jews were brutally killed and over 100 were maimed. The Arab war on terrorism started against the Jews, and with the world looking away, it has now become a global Islamic terrorist war. Appeasement and negotiations only encourage the evildoers. We must have the courage and strength to defeat the enemy, or they will defeat us. Our prayers are with the victims and their families. We are preparing you for the upcoming holidays, and I would like to play for you next a very, very outstanding rendition of the Kol Nidre sung by, or chanted by, cantor Moshe Schulhoff. Thank you. Moshe Shulhoff with Kol Nidre. And I remind you, you can call Cantor's World right now at 718-851-3226 and order your tickets for the concert next Wednesday. They're going fast, and it will be a sellout. If you wish to speak to me, I'm here at the studio at 212-529-4620. 212-529-4620. I remind you that our program is archived on our website. That's www.cantorsworld.com. So you can call your friends. They can listen to this program from any place in the world at any time of their convenience just by going to their computers. That's www.cantorsworld.com. Our next artist is going to sing a prayer for the holidays that is one of my favorites. Leib Glantz does this rendition of Ki Hine Kachomer. When people ask me who are my favorite cantors, what are my most favorite selections, this one is up there. It's a piyut recited on Yom Kippur Eve, and the words are, "Behold, as clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hands, O house of Israel." Let's hear Leib Glantz, Ki Hine Kachomer. Yeah.
Oh, that's such wonderful soul music, Leib Glanz, Kihine Kachomer. We'll next hear Yitzchak Helfgott chanting Tiher Rabbi Yishmael. This is from the Asur Harugei Malchut. Yitzchak Helfgott.
Rob. Rabbi Shemuel. Rabbi Shemuel, Rabbi Shemuel, Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shemuel, Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shemuel, Rabbi Shemuel, Kohen Gadol.
Oh boy, I have with me on the phone the driving force behind Cantor's World, Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky. Good evening, Benny.
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
Was that some selection, Health God?
Yeah, you know, Charlie, a lot of people argue to say who's the greatest chazan ever, who's the greatest chazan today. I don't have an answer for that, but when you hear this, you certainly know that chazanus lives on.
Yes, for sure.
So fabulous.
Yes.
And as you said before, it's such a sad day today. We went a few months without any major terrorist attacks. But what people forget is that there are constantly terrorist attacks in
yes.
Israel. They're just not reported.
Mm-hmm.
And just so terrible to hear the news out of Israel.
Yes.
We pray for the victims and for those who are ill and injured in hospital that they should have a refuah shlema.
Amen.
And tonight we're announcing our concert once again. Next week, Bezrat Hashem, next Wednesday evening, we hope to see everybody there. Lishmael Arena Vila Tfila, featuring cantor Ari Klein, Pinchas Cohen, Moshe Stern, Pinchas Rabinovich, David Weinbach. People have been calling the office this week to try and find out what people, what selections they'll be singing. And the program is made up, and we cannot give out the selections until the night of, but I do guarantee you that it will be either from Slichas or from the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening, and we will not miss any major piece of davening. So there's the challenge. Come, and if you're not happy, you'll let us know afterwards, and we'll make it up to you. And the funny thing is, Charlie, people have started calling and making reservations. They want to make reservations for December.
Uh-huh.
So, but we're still selling September. We have a few tickets left. We encourage you to make calls this week, if possible, still tonight, I think, there, and throughout the next few days. We hope to be sold out, as we've been in our last concerts, and we hope to see you there and continue a tradition of great cantorial concerts.
Yes, we're trying to set new traditions, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
The phone number there, you can call the office right now at 718-851-3226. Benny, I'm wondering if everybody's watching Schwarzenegger on the... I don't think so. I think that our fans are listening to this program.
Yeah, I think the only people that are watching Schwarzenegger are those that have already booked tickets. So, and they'll be able to listen to the show on archives.
Oh,
everybody else is calling the office to make reservations.
Right.
And we're really excited. It's going to be at Merkin Concert Hall. It's a very, very nice hall. Great acoustics. There'll be no microphones, as we said last week. The cost of the tickets are $35 and $100. It will be recorded, both video and a tape recording. I do want to say one more thing about a recording of our last major concert, which was in December. A lot of people have been asking what's happening with that
CD.
With that CD. Mm-hmm. It is going to come out, we promise. Just
mm-hmm.
hang around a little bit longer, and we will send you information about it as soon as it's released, hopefully within the next couple of weeks.
Well, we'll be on the air next Tuesday night, the night before the concert, and we remind you that it's Ari Klein, Pinchas Cohen, Moshe Stern, Pinchas Rabinovich, and David Weinbach, and Danny Goldar, one of the greatest accompanists, or the greatest cantorial accompanist in the world, will be on the piano. And Benny, there's going to be a surprise guest appearance?
Yes, we're thinking of two surprise guest appearances.
I can't stand the tension. you know, the audience may not believe it, but I don't even know.
Charlie, the audience may not believe it, but I don't even know. But in all seriousness, one of the ideas of putting up surprise guest stars is that we really want to give as many people a break as possible and a chance on the stage of Chazanus. So when we say surprise guest appearance, it's someone that we really believe has talent and you'll be hearing more from. So please attend the concert. Come and listen to these great Chazanim. And anyone that was there last year will remember the feeling. And we're going to try and duplicate that and do that again at this next week's concert.
Yes, I must say that there is a certain electricity. It's something that happens when there's a group of people who are anticipating something very special. And I think the audience feeds off of the performers and the performers feed off of the audience, and we've been very fortunate that something very special seems to occur at these performances.
Yes, I can't agree with you more. Really very true, and we look forward to seeing everybody there, and I look forward to seeing you there, Charlie.
Okay.
All the best.
Thank you, Shalom. Okay, by the way, you can also go to our website, cantorsworld.com, and order the tickets via the website. Well, we're next going to hear from Cantor Bernard Beer, who is the director of the Bell School of Jewish Music at Yeshiva University. We'll tell you about the evening of preparation that's going to be on September 9th, but let's hear his commentary on traditional tunes, Misinai tunes.
Nigunei Misinai, the Misinai tunes, have often been described as the heart of Ashkenazic synagogue song. Every Ashkenazic Jew throughout the world hears these melodies, especially during the Yomim Noraim, during the High Holy Days. Such reverence was felt for the musical settings associated with the prayers of Aleinu, Avos, Baruch Hu, HaMelech, the Kaddish before Musaf, before Ne'ilah, the Kaddish before Tal and Geshem, the Kol Nidre prayer, the Vahakohanim prayer, that the term Misinai was later used to describe these melodies. These tunes were considered so sacred as if it were handed down to Moshe at Mount Sinai. The first to use the term Misinai in conjunction with Jewish music was the 12th century saintly Yehuda HaChassid in his Sefer HaChassidim, when he wrote about biblical cantillation, the reading of the Torah. Eastern European Jews call these tunes Skarbava Nigunim, generally meaning antique or old, antiquated melodies. Specifically, the word means official, coming from the Polish Skarb, S-K-A-R-B. These old official tunes have survived for centuries and constitute, even in our days, strong pillars in the high holiday services. Eastern and Western European traditions regard these tunes as obligatory and that no other melody may be substituted for them. The ruling concerning these Misinai melodies is found in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, quoting the Maharil, that Al Yishaneh b'minhag ho'ir afilo b'nigunim, local custom and universal Jewish melodies should not be changed. Among the significant Misinai tunes that are heard during the high holiday services is the opening prayer in which the Baal Shachris begins to chant, the HaMelech prayer. The chant, in its elaborate and prolonged form, was introduced first by the 13th century Rabbi Meir of Rothenburg, and it was later popularized by the Maharil, who served also as a Shliach Tzibur for the Shachris service on Rosh Hashanah. The Maharil began in a soft, almost hushed tone, and then gradually increased the volume. Because we are approaching Melech Malachei HaMelechim, the King of Kings, with great trepidation, it is customary for the Baal Shachris to chant HaMelech while standing away from the Yomud, and then by humbly walking to the Yomud afterwards to continue the prayer. Let us listen to Cantor Asher Heinowitz of the Yeshurun Synagogue in Yerushalayim as he begins to chant HaMelech. It is interesting to note a change in the text. Instead of the year-round HaMelech HaYoshev, the king who is enthroned, on Yamim Noroim we recite HaMelech Yoshev, the king who is sitting. The version of Yamim Noroim, according to the Levush, conveys the idea that the king, Hashem, is now on his throne, because during these awesome moments of Shacharis, God is actually sitting in judgment. This is Cantor Bernard Beer of the Philip and Sarah Bell School of Jewish Music at Yeshiva University. I welcome your questions and comments. You may call me during the day at 212-960-5353, or you may fax your requests or comments to me at 212-960-5359. Thank you.
Thank you, Cantor Bernard Beer. By the way, on a week from Thursday, that is September 9th, at the Jewish Center, that's on the West 86th Street, there will be an evening of preparation for Chazonim and Balei Tefillah. There will be presentations by Cantor Bernard Beer, A Guide to Leading the High Holy Day Service. Cantor Avraham Weingarten will be lecturing on maintaining vocal clarity and strength throughout davening. And Dr. Peek Wu, noted MD and specialist on voice, ensuring vocal health during a stressful season. That will be September 9th at 7:30. Admission is $20. There will be refreshments. You should also call Cantor's World at 718-851-3226 or call the Bell School. This is sponsored both by, or being presented both by the Cantor's World and the Philip and Sarah Bell School of Jewish Music at Yeshiva University. Again, thank you, Bernard Beer. Continuing with our holiday preparation, if you will, preparing you for the upcoming days of awe, let's hear Moshe Gantchoff. By the way, he was born in 1906. He died in 1997, just a few years ago. And it's interesting in reading some of his bio that when he was a young child, he sang with Aryeh Leib Rutman. Now, many of you may be familiar with the great voice, the great Rutman. After the holidays, I'll be playing some of his recordings. They are some of the earliest recordings that I have in my collection from 1914 and 1915. Let's hear a beautiful rendition of Ya'aleh, Let My Song Ascend to Thee. This is from Yom Kippur Eve, Moshe Gantchoff.
Yeah.
Moshe Genshoff with Ya'ale. Although we have no commercials on this program, we do have enthusiastic supporters who have chosen this radio program as a means to memorialize a loved one or to celebrate a simcha. In addition, we do have a new business friend who has become a supporter and whose products I wish to heartily endorse. Over the years, many of you are aware of my deep love for Israel and my desire to promote Israeli products, particularly Israeli wine. The Gurmazian family are the importers of Kinneret wine, which I had the pleasure of sampling recently, and I must tell you, I enjoyed it immensely. So I am very pleased to recommend Kinneret wine enthusiastically for your holiday enjoyment, and I thank the Gurmazian family for their support of Cantor's World, and I really encourage you to support Kinneret wine. Make a perfect gift to bring to the table if you're going to be a guest at someone's home, and it's perfect for your holiday table. Back to the Chazonis, I got an interesting, enthusiastic request, and I must say, I have to confess that when somebody tells me they want me to play the single greatest selection that they've ever heard, my ears, pick up, and then I say, wow, this must really, really be something now. Rabbi Izzy says that he believes that David Kusevitzky's rendition of Hashem Moloch Geus is the best recording of Chazonis that he's ever heard. So I bow to your judgment on this particular selection. It's the 93rd Psalm, The Lord Reigneth. He is clothed in majesty. It's recited at Kabbalah Shabbos. And you're entitled to your opinion. We have a lot of Mevinim out there. Let's hear the great David Kusevitzky, Hashem Moloch Geus.
Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh, Lovesh Adoshem
Wow, I am breathless. I hope that you enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed listening to it. And that was the great David Kusevitsky, Hashem Moloch Gayus. And Rabbi Izzy, thank you for recommending that we play that. Well, time goes by very quickly. We only have a few minutes left. I will be the MC at the concert a week from tomorrow. That's at Merkin Concert Hall. And Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky and I will be there to greet you. This is a pre-high holiday concert. Again, it's Wednesday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m., West 67th Street, Merkin Concert Hall. You can call for reservations at 718-851-3226. That's Cantor's World, 718-851-3226. Or go to our website, www.cantorsworld.com, and you'll be able to purchase the tickets via the web. Ari Klein, Pinchas Cohen, Moshe Stern, Pinchas Rabinovich, and David Weinbach. You will hear an evening of soul music, and we will be so pleased to see you there. Tickets are going fast, and please just know that we do sell out. We're going to have a wonderful closing selection, one of my favorite singers. And those of you who know of my radio program for 18 years, I was always and still am a great fan of Bensian Shenker, and he also epitomizes soul, Jewish soul music for me, true Jewish soul music. So let's hear Uva Shofar Gadol, Bensian Shenker.
We recall the moment ago in Shoma. Uva shoifar godol yitoka. I recall the moment ago in Shoma. We've been calling.
This wonderful, wonderful recording of Bensian Shankar's Uva Shofar Gadol. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this hour of Jewish soul music. Again, I look forward to seeing you together with Benny Rogoznitsky. We look forward to seeing you next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, at the Merkin Concert Hall. You can call me here in the studio. I'll be here for a few minutes at 212-529-4620. 212-529-4620. Again, cantorsworld.com. Order the tickets over the web or call the office at 718-851-3226. Again, thank you so much for joining with me, and we look forward to bringing you an hour of Jewish soul music next week. Shalom, everyone. Okay, so this was 14 years ago, and you heard all the things that Cantor's World was doing. And as we've mentioned, we would revive Cantor's World if we knew that there was some funding. It's something that you just you got to have in order to put on these programs. In any event, I'll keep you posted. Whether there'll be a revival of Cantor's World or not, really much depends upon you, perhaps even. But in any event, thanks for joining with me, and listen to the next hour, the second hour, from September 7th, 2006, for some more of the great High Holy Day music. Shalom, everyone. Thanks.